Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aaron Torres is with The Athletic. We got him on to talk college rack. Can you believe that the way Kentucky's crumbling? You wrote a piece about their problems. And, you know, you said basically that it's the SEC. The rest of the conference is good. And that they're just not as up to snuff.
Yeah. First of all, Scotty, I appreciate you having me, man.
My man.
I hope you're well. I hope you're well, brother. Look, I'm not making excuses for Kentucky. They have problems. They're the youngest team in college basketball. They don't have that star guy that they usually have with De'Aaron Fox or John Wall or whoever, Anthony Davis, fill in the blank. There are other problems, but what I think people forget to realize is this is also just the toughest the SEC has ever been, and it's like the old Big East. It's like the ACC. When you get on a losing streak, you just can't get off of it because everybody's so good. And John Calipari even said that after the game last night. He said, man, if we could just pull out one of these wins, I think that we could get on a roll here. And everybody says, oh, you know, well, it's what an excuse. It's like, well, think about it. They just played Auburn, which was a 2 seed in that mock bracket that came out last week. They played Tennessee, which was a 2 seed in the mock bracket. Missouri is going to be in the NCAA tournament. Texas A&M is going to be in the NCAA tournament. Those are the 4 losses that they have in this losing streak. And then, oh, by the way, they play Alabama with Avery Johnson over the weekend, which is another projected NCAA tournament team. So this team has problems. This team has issues. I don't know that they'll get fixed by the end of the year, but I think the one thing people aren't talking about is they just don't have that soft league where they can get right the way that they've been able to in years past.
You said that you think 8 teams can make it from the SEC into the tournament.
Well, I'll tell you this, all of the bracketology, you know, experts right now have right around 8, and it sounds crazy, but you start going through the list, Scotty. I mean, we know Auburn's in, we know Florida's in, we know, Tennessee's in. Then you start looking down the list, Missouri has played their way in over the last couple weeks, Alabama has played their way in over the last couple weeks, Kentucky, for all of their problems, has some nice out-of-conference wins. They won at West Virginia. They beat Louisville. They beat Virginia Tech. Alabama has about as good a wins as anybody in college basketball, if you can believe that. Beat Tennessee, Auburn, Oklahoma, University of Rhode Island. Like, they have a lot of really good wins. And so you start going down the list. Yeah, there's 7 or 8 teams. It sounds crazy, but this is a really good league this year. And, there's just not as much of a bottom, but it sounds crazy to think the SEC in basketball. But, yes, I think by Selection Sunday we're looking at 7, potentially 8 teams in the tournament. I would put that number at 7 and feel pretty good about it. It sounds crazy, but it really – this is just that outlier year where, you know, Missouri has a good team, Alabama has a good team. It's just – it's incredible how good that league is.
So Aaron Torres with us from The Athletic. You don't think Purdue can't be a number one now after 3 straight losses, especially the ugly one tonight in Madison?
Yeah, that one's going to hurt. And, you know, obviously historically losing in Madison is never something that's going to be a resume killer. But in this particular year, it is. I want to say it's too early to say that they can't get back onto that one line, but there's 2 things working against them, Scotty. One is that people forget the Big Ten regular season is basically over. Remember, they decided to end the regular season a week early so they can play their conference tournament in Madison Square Garden. I don't know if you guys know this. Like, they're playing in their conference tournament the week before everybody else. So they go to Madison Square Garden a week before the Big East. So they're going to be done with their regular season coming up here and then transition into conference tournament play very shortly. And the other thing is they just don't have a lot of chances at that conference tournament to pick up big wins. Obviously, you know, they play Michigan State. They potentially play Ohio State. There just aren't a lot of good teams in that league. So I think you're right. I think time has about run out on Purdue. Now, look, if Nova goes on a major slide here, if Virginia, I guess in theory, goes on a major slide, maybe they could fall off that one line, or maybe they could work their way back onto that one line. But with the way it's looking, with the way everybody else is playing right now, as well as the way that they're playing, to your point, three straight losses, I think it's unlikely.
How is the same thing with Villanova? How many losses can they have where people still have them as a number one? They keep losing, and everybody still has them as a number one. They don't deserve to be a number one. They keep losing. They lost to St. John's, and then they lost to Providence. In my opinion, those are bad losses. How can they be a number one? Because of what? I don't get it.
You know, Scotty, you know, I'm a humble guy. I don't like to pat myself on the back here very often. I got to say, I nailed this one about a week and a half ago. I looked at Villanova, you know, Villanova, I'll say in their defense, and first of all, the St. John's thing, it's weird, but we know St. John's is really hot right now. But I said this, I looked at their schedule and I said, early in the year they lost at Butler. They could have lost at Marquette, and every other big-time game in the Big East, the Big East being a true round-robin league where everybody plays everybody twice on the road and at home, they hadn't played any of the good teams on the road yet. And they had played them all at home. And so I looked at the schedule, and as of last night, they still had to play at Providence, at Seton Hall, at Xavier, and at Creighton. And I said, they're not going to win all those games. And so about 2 weeks ago, I said, guys, I know we all love Nova. They're not as good as you think they are. And all the stat nerds, and they threw out all the lame advanced metrics. I'm like, I don't care about the advanced metrics. I'm telling you, they're not going to win games. And here we are. They're 1-2 since I sent out that tweet, at @Aaron_Torres, I might add. And, like, yeah, they're falling apart. And I think part of it is injury. You know, you can't dispel the fact that a couple guys have been in and out of the lineup. Phil Booth is out for an extended period of time with a hand injury. But they also just – They got the easy part of their schedule early in conference play, and through no fault of their own, their schedule was just brutally backloaded. And so, you know, the problem is kind of the point we're making with Purdue, nobody's really clamoring for these number one spots. You know, Virginia should feel really good right now. And I think Xavier, you know, I put it this way. I think that the winner this weekend of Xavier-Villanova has to feel really good. But I'm with you, Scotty. If they lose this weekend, I think there's a real realistic chance with Villanova that they could fall off that one line because, again, they still got to go to Seton Hall, to Creighton, plus the Big East tournament, which we know won't be easy.
I got 2 minutes. Tell me what you think is happening with this FBI probe, and do you know anything at all of all these power big-time programs that are going to go down the drain and coaches?
Yeah, Scotty, I remember coming on with you when this story first broke, and I said this. You know, every fan base that wasn't involved, they wanted to mock and ridicule their rivals, right? Kentucky fans want to make fun of Louisville fans, and UCLA fans want to make fun of Arizona and USC fans. And I just said, you know, I said to those people, I said, be careful what you wish for, because, you know, I don't know the exact number, and we're hearing now up to 36, you know, 40, 50 programs, whatever it may be. What I said was this. If you've recruited a top 50, top 35 NBA caliber player over the last 4 or 5 years, there is at least a reasonable chance that your program could be involved. Now, did the coach know? Or did the head coach know, I should say? Maybe, maybe not. Did was the assistant acting on his own? Maybe, maybe not. But look, this is unfortunately, and I love college basketball, but this is the game you got to play for a lot of these big-time kids. I'm not saying every kid, and I'm not saying every program. But the vast majority of them, this is the game that you got to play to get these kids. And so I'm not surprised by the numbers today. I've been saying it since day one. There's another shoe that's going to drop, several shoes that's going to drop. And I think that's where we're going with this is I think that if the FBI wanted more information, one, they have all these wiretaps and everything like that. But two, they want these witnesses to flip and turn on other guys, the coaches that are already arrested. And I think that's what's happening. So I think more is coming. You know, I think with the legal system, it may take a little longer than most fans think in right. The same way that it's taken this long to get to this far. But I think it's coming, and I think it's going to be ugly for college basketball.
Wow, it is. Aaron, great stuff tonight. I can't wait to see how it all plays out. And if it ruins the NCAA tournament, it's going to be very interesting. Aaron, great stuff. Thanks for coming on the bench, brother. I'll catch up with you again real soon.
Anytime you guys need me, Scotty, thank you for having me.
All right, Aaron Torres from The Athletic and Kentucky Sports Radio with us tonight on the bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.